Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But first, I want to be able to talk about Planned Parenthood. I don't know how much time we have, but Planned Parenthood, you got to see this. They went out and put, they put 915 crosses. Listen to CBN News talk about it. We'll be right back.
And that disapproval number might be higher if more Americans realized how, under the Obama administration, government is channeling more money than ever to the world's biggest abortion provider. On Capitol Hill today, opponents of abortion set up a display to show how many babies Planned Parenthood kills each day. Paul Strand brings us the story.
Crosses filled the lawn in front of the Capitol building this Halloween.
We're going to have to finish this, and you got to catch us on the other side because it's going to be about 6 minutes because we want you to see what took place. But I'm going to tell you ahead of time here. They put 915 crosses representing the 915 children that were killed that day because you, the taxpayer, gave them $540 million to be able to do that. But they say you're going to find out that 60% of Americans don't even realize that Planned Parenthood, that's what they do. Mm. So here we are telling you. Planned Parenthood, not only do they abort the children, kill the children, in the process of that, they almost celebrate it, push it, and make it an agenda to be able to do it. Like, it's a positive, it's a way to any, meeny, miny, mo, lack. I choose you, not the other four that I just killed through Planned Parenthood. Listen, we got to pay attention to what's going on. These are exciting days. These are very exciting. I want to encourage you, if you have not yet gone to our app and listen to it, there's wisdom, or go to the VFN Torch as well. There's wisdom moments. And every day, just listen to one of those wisdom moments and get wisdom for your day. Be encouraged by God's word. And there's nothing like having some wisdom how to handle. I was listening this morning, poverty will overtake you like a bandit. Hmm. And this is what he says. He says, a little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty will overtake you like a bandit, which means, listen, we have to wake up. It's almost like they're pushing this sleep and slumbering spirit over America, so all of a sudden a bandit can come and take over America, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness gracious. You are, by the way, by your representative, the person you voted for or chose not to be participate in the process of voting for, is writing a check from your money of $540 million to be able to fund the killing of children, Planned Parenthood, who does 910 abortions a day. And that's just the abortion aspect of it. That's just Planned Parenthood, not the other ones that are going on.
Right.
But, and all they have to do is defund it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just to say, listen, we'll fund everything else, but we will not fund Planned Parenthood because they're killing children. If you want us to fund you and you just take care of women's health does not merge with baby's death.
Yeah, right.
And they've merged that whole narrative saying this is the women's health. And women's health is important. Every part of it's important.
Mm-hmm.
But her health does not mean they've. As a matter of fact, they've identified.
They've co-opted that whole.
Well, they've identified now, and you'll hear in just a moment, that pregnancy is a disease. A disease.
Oh my God. Wow.
Listen to this from CBN News. We'll be back.
And that disapproval number might be higher if more Americans realized how, under the Obama administration, government is channeling more money than ever to the world's biggest abortion provider. On Capitol Hill today, opponents of abortion set up a display to show how many babies Planned Parenthood kills each day. Paul Strand brings us the story.
Crosses filled the lawn in front of the Capitol building this Halloween day as quiet testimony to a specific kind of death.
We build this as what's the most scary thing in Washington, D.C. today. The most scary thing is our government gives $540 million to an organization that kills 915 children a day. That's over 335,000 a year.
That organization is Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood does an abortion every 95 seconds.
That one doesn't have a stake on that. There you go.
Missy Martinez of Students for Life helped set up the 915 crosses, marking Planned Parenthood's daily kill.
You hear the number 915 and you're like, oh, that's, that's big. But then you see the actual layout of 915 crosses and it's just very sobering. It hurts your heart when you realize it's that many children that die every day from abortion.
And that's just at Planned Parenthood. Students for Life helped sponsor this display, important because student-age Americans are the main customers for abortion and yet also the biggest opponents. Pro-life's hope for the future.
This is the generation that's being directly targeted by Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. Ironically, though, this is the generation that is pro-life. They're least likely to actually favor abortion because we've seen the 3D ultrasounds of our brothers and sisters in the womb. We all know what partial birth abortion is. So we see abortion differently than previous generations.
Pro-lifers young and old keep talking about Planned Parenthood and its monumental amount of abortions because most Americans still don't know about it.
60% of the American public has no idea that Planned Parenthood provides abortions, let alone is the largest abortion provider in the world.
And that's with more than 70% of Americans saying they're against taxpayer funding of abortions. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was just on Capitol Hill testifying she's not sure about abortion funding under Obamacare. Hawkins smirks at that.
Abortion is covered in Obamacare, and taxpayers are going to be funding it. But what's really interesting is the secretary herself wrote a memo this April mandating that all insurance providers cover Planned Parenthood and their services in the health insurance exchanges.
So they fill in like this little gap here.
These pro-life groups wanted to make sure they put up these crosses on the Capitol grounds because it's Congress that actually funds whatever government pays for.
And we're saying, look, 915 children die a day because of Planned Parenthood, and you help do it. You help fund this organization.
And with Obamacare, the tragedy is that money to Planned Parenthood will only increase.
The interesting thing is that the House of Representatives, which is majority pro-life, could defund Planned Parenthood any day it wants to. Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from Capitol Hill.
For more on this, Mark Martin spoke with Kristen Hawkins. She's the president of Students for Life of America. Take a look.
During her testimony yesterday, Kathleen Sebelius said she would provide to Congress a list of the health care exchange plans that do not cover elective abortion. So it sounds like there are some plans that do not cover abortion. Are you saying that's not true?
The Obamacare Act said that at least one plan in every state exchange could not cover abortions. What was interesting when they made this compromise, Congress didn't say which plan that had to be. It could be the Cadillac plan, or it could be the worst plan on the market, or it could be the most expensive plan on the market. So we don't know in many states what those plans are, where the pro-life plans are. So this will be really interesting to see what Kathleen Sebelius reports back to Congress to see what types of plans in each state, the one plan, which one's the pro-life plan.
Now, you also say that the government has labeled pregnancy as a, quote, preventable disease in the health care law. So what does that mean in terms of what must be covered?
Because the Department of Health and Human Services called it a preventable disease, that means that contraception, so abortion-causing contraception, carcinogenic contraception, has to be covered at 100%. So regardless of your beliefs on contraception, every health insurance plan in America now must cover contraception at 100%.
What kind of money does Planned Parenthood stand to make under Obamacare?
Well, Planned Parenthood is already making over $500 million every year in taxpayer funding. With Obamacare, they stand to make hundreds of millions more. In fact, they're already even planning to open up new facilities and new centers because Kathleen Sebelius sent a memo out to all the health insurance providers this April demanding that every single health insurance plan in the state exchanges have to cover Planned Parenthood's and for everything. So we know there's going to be hundreds of millions that they stand to make. That's why they were such heavy backers of the bill and have been backing it ever since.
Is there anything that a private consumer can do to ensure that the plan they buy does not cover abortion?
Well, good luck. It's very difficult because in Obamacare, the law actually states that insurance providers are not allowed to advertise to you, the consumer, if abortion is in your plan. They are only allowed to tell you at the time that you sign up if abortion is in your plan or not. It is very, very difficult. That is why we are looking forward to see what Secretary Sebelius reports back to Congress in the next few weeks.
All right, Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America. We appreciate your time today, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
That is totally amazing. Listen, we just got to call it for what it is. This is a nation that needs to have a church that wakes up.
Yeah.
That it's cranked up a huge dark notch. Mm-hmm. You know, as the chef out of Louisiana says, you got to kick it up a notch. Mm. Well, this is like 15 notches. And it's almost like a noose being put around the neck of America about to be hung. You cannot crank up the killing of sacrifices to Moloch. Mm-mm. You cannot. You don't fund this. And it's like, what happened? And they identified pregnancy as a disease, which opened up now. Mm. This is exactly what Lucifer would think. Lucifer would think a child conceived in the image and the likeness of God, which has a soul,
yeah,
which can serve God and bring God glory and walk around as the image of God, is a disease. Mm-hmm. He would definitely call it that.
Yeah.
And if anybody that would call you a disease, mm-hmm, I don't care if Jesus is on their lips every 5 seconds. The fact that they called you a disease, that's Lucifer. Mm-hmm. That is of the devil. And the fact that they're calling your child a disease, and what happens once you've done that, what they're saying is, it releases all this other funding where they have to fund to be able to cure this disease. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're riding right into Mao's form of government in China. When it says, okay, if you want the government to be your God, you know, OMG, oh my God, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. If you want that to happen, then this is what's going to happen. We're going to tell you how to live your life. We're going to tell you how many children you have. We're going to tell you who's going to have to live and who's going to die. I mean, you have to understand that's just the way it is outside of God, because men don't know. That's why they have paperwork out there that says, listen, before we approve you, we want to know what you're praying. It's like, hey, you don't serve God. You don't know. You have to tap ever into our systems, right, to find out what we're praying. Right. This is what we're praying. Dear God, bless our leaders. Give them wisdom. Save our leaders. God, help us. Give us wisdom. Save mankind. May Jesus Christ be made known and his name be glorified, etc. I mean, that's the prayer. Yeah, exactly. And just so you know, save you a little time. You won't have to tap as much. But then you look at this Affordable Health Care Act in the context of what's going on. I mean, when they say that every 95 seconds, another abortion's taking place by Planned Parenthood, that means at the end of our live program, 60 more sacrifices would have been made to Moloch.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That you would have paid for, by the way. You can say what you want to, because you could pick up your phone right now. You could pick up your phone, and the representative who represents you will have to listen to you. I mean, even if you talk to one of their assistants and just say, listen, I want God to hear my voice tell you this right now. Defund Planned Parenthood. I'm telling you right now, you're my representative. Do not support one more dime towards anything that will take a child's life. Do you hear me? Repeat that back to me. Mm-hmm. And now you're released, because you're like a king in regards to we, the people, right? And mm-hmm, it's government by the people. So God heard you openly say, no, don't do this. And so no matter what happens, God heard you stand up and like Josiah.
Yeah.
You know, I am Josiah. And you said, listen, whoever your congressman is or congresswoman is, don't do it again, period. Mm-hmm. No. And by the time that this full day's program is done on VFN-TV and the daily radio program, 915 children would have been funded by you, by your taxpayer money, by your congressman who chose to fund Planned Parenthood, and they'll be dead. And these understand this, and their souls will be in the presence of God, and their blood will be crying out against the phone call that you did not make to your congressman. Do you even know your congressman's number? Did you know that you can get an app now probably for your congressman and your senator, your state, and, well, you're obviously not your state, but you're in Washington, D.C., and just say, you know what? Stop. All I want to let you know, stop. Don't, not another dime. I don't care what they're promising you, what they're threatening you. You know, do not, do. You are our representative. Do not. Mm. I mean, think about the president. What was the president in, not Paraguay, was it Paraguay? Or
Ecuador.
Ecuador. What did he say?
He said, if you legalize abortion, I'm going to resign.
If you
legalize, I will resign. That's what he told the Congress. You know, we talk about, since 1973, Roe versus Wade, that made abortion legal, there's been 50-plus million abortions that have taken place. And plus, because now with the morning after pill, you really don't have a solid number. Mm-hmm. And we try to give perspective in terms of how many people, babies, that have been murdered. And we said that half of the country's states, if you took the minimum amount of those states that were populated, it'd be half the country, Well, another way you can look at it, too, that the population of Spain is 47 million people. That's like the entire country of Spain no longer ever existing anymore, completely gone. The country of Italy has a population of 61 million people. That's like Italy or Spain. Look at people's contributions, their life, their ability to even add to our society. But most of all, these are innocent babies that their blood has been in the soil now and that we must give an account for. We've been praying this amazing prayer, and we encourage you and all of our VFN radio listeners to continue to pray and join with us. Dear God,
end abortion, send revival. You are funding 915 abortions a day through Planned Parenthood. And by the time this program is live program is done today, you would have funded 60 deaths of children because your representative, Congress, not Senate now, because Congress are the ones who actually determine where your money is going to be spent at. And they're actually cutting a check to all these different aspects of what's funding. And one of those checks they're cutting is for $540 million to Planned Parenthood. And they've merged women's health with children's death. And it's like, man, what a bipolar negative. It sounds like Alinsky tactics, right?
Yeah, all the way.
And it's like, why not just separate them and just have this area over here where you go and you kill children. And then over here, we actually take care of the lady that needs help and scans and her blood checked and all of that. And it's like, oh, that's called abortion clinic. Yeah. That's called an abortion clinic. So if you merge the conversation, if you merge the narrative, then you can swing in here. We can check your temperature. We can take your blood pressure. We can give you some medication. And we can kill your child.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk about the other aspect of it.
I mean, it's truly about women's health. Let's just say we're going to stop funding Planned Parenthood. We're going to take that same $540 million and invested in women's health,
which is
alone,
important.
Women's, because it's very important. Mm-hmm. But with the exception that abortion is not part of that. We're not interested in reallocating funds or taking away funds, but rather reallocating them to the true issue, which is.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about this too. You know, the woman that's in the womb, then her health is. How about this young girl's health? I mean, isn't you know, the fact that you're fixing to blend my brains out or you're fixing to suffocate me with, and burn me with saline
chemicals,
the chemicals that you're going to pull me out.
Apart, sure.
I'm not even talking about the guys that are being killed. I'm just talking about that the women that are being killed through abortion. And I'm thinking about what's hitting me right now is the fact that they're having rallies at this very moment called 1 in 3. Mm. 1 in 3. And they say 1 out of every 3 women will have an abortion in their lifetime. They're celebrating and they're writing stories like right here. They say, you know, I was barely 20 and I had only been dating my boyfriend for a month and I was not ready to be a mother emotionally or financially. And so she goes on, she's talking about, so I just killed my child.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's like, how does that go together? You know, because it was selfishness that said, hey, I'm going to have this relationship outside what God says. I want to have this relationship with this man or this woman, for example. But all of a sudden, the same selfishness, you know, says, now I'm going to kill this the fruit of that.
Yeah.
Versus saying, hey, let's live with the fruit of that. It's like, hey, this life is not about us. One of the other testimonies, and you can read these. It's amazing. I'll make them available to you on the VFN Torch. When I first realized I was pregnant, I immediately knew that what I needed to do. As soon as I found out that this disease, think about it. I'm not saying they didn't say disease, but that's what the current administration is saying, that they've categorized this pregnancy as a disease. When I first and realized too, by the way, it's not this president; it's this whole selective crew behind this whole thing. It's this whole movement that's taking place. Pray for our president. Pray for him because there's a whole. Tsunami of evil trying to fundamentally transform this nation. This is what she says about her abortion. She says, when I first realized that I was pregnant, I immediately knew what I needed to do. I wasn't financially stable and could not provide. Mm. And her story goes on. So I killed my child. Mm. It's like, do you think the people that decided to give life to their children had enough brains and enough you know, stuff and things, you know, it's just like, it's a lie. It's a bipolar negative, a bipolar narrative. It is the Alinsky tactics that you're being told something that's not true. And the sad thing about this, ma'am, and sir, is that as soon as it's done, the same Lucifer that convinced you it was okay, that sold you the lie,
mm-hmm.
starts beating you up the moment you've done it. Mm-hmm. You spend the rest of your life thinking about, I ended my daughter's life.
Yeah.
And how in the world can I say I'm for women's health when I killed the woman that was in my womb?
We've done segments on this. The women have gone through so much emotional torment and torture after they've, you know, have had these abortions. I mean, some of them have had years of counseling just to come out of that. And that's how evil Lucifer is.
Right, right. And so they're writing their stories, celebrating and talking about the openly, you know, why I ended the life of my child. And of course, the narrative is being supported now by our healthcare, with what we just heard from CBN News in the context of that, saying that only have to have one out of all the plans that supports it, and he said you can't find out which one it is. And she says, it's reported to say about the one that was being interviewed was, it's those Cadillac plans that nobody can afford anyway. In other words, the person who struggles the most will be the quickest to end their child's life, because they'll have a policy that says you can do this.
Wow.
It's taking advantage of the weak. When we just heard, if you want to be blessed, you got to actually have regard for the weak. Mm-hmm. And if you're saying, yeah, they should kill their children, then you're having disregard and you're not going to be protected at all. There's no protection plan of you if you're not concerned about what's taking place in the context of this. And then it's reported that in this Affordable Health Care Act, that's, you know, kind of struggling a little bit to be able to get started or whatever, but there's a website that you go to be able to sign up, and it asks you reportedly your income bracket, and then it picks a plan for you or something. And if your income is high, you know, you just fill out the plan. It gives you, I guess, an idea of what you're going to have. But if your income is low, it gives you another alternative. It gives you more information. It says, would you like to register to vote? But if your income is high, it doesn't ask you if you want. In other words, if you're for killing your children, if you're for socialism, if you're for communism, if you're for omygov.com, if you're for this whole aspect of government being God, would you like to vote, because your vote can be... They're asking on the government's website, our website that you're paying for, I don't know, billion, trillion or something, and it's like monopoly money now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
The big thing is, you need, do I have beans? Do I have meat? And do I have knowledge, you know?
It's reported that they're bringing on Google executives or technology people to help out with this website. It's like,
They probably had something on their barge that could help. But think about it. So if you have a certain income, it never asked you, do you want to register to vote, which means it's a socioeconomic division that they're only thinking. And this is what you have to ask yourself, because, you know, Jesus grew in wisdom. He learned. Why are they doing this to you? Why are they trying to hold you captive? Why are they telling you have to live, you don't have a brain, that you can't think, that the same God that's with others is not with you, that doesn't have plans to bless you and prosper you and bless the work of your hands and give you a future? Why in the world are they saying that they're your God? Why is that? Why do you feel this dependence? Because they're selling you a narrative, a demonic narrative, a Alinsky narrative that says that they can do better than God. They have a utopia, and every utopia ends up in a gray dress for nightwear and daywear. Ask the Wendy's commercial. It never ends up good. It never ends up good. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.